The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. More than 200 fire department jurisdictions trust the Knox Entry System to provide secure access to buildings, elevators, and control rooms when seconds matter. Now, businesses, schools, airports, several industrial applications are also using Knox Entry to manage controlled access and authorize service activity for critical assets. Now, Knox Entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. Just go to Knox.com for more information. That's KNOX.com. All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and welcome to the great state of South Carolina, where we are broadcasting live. Thank you for being a part of our Friday edition, Sean Hannity Show. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. But the people in this state are so nice. I can't even explain to you the difference how I am treated or was treated in New York City, for example, versus when I'm in Florida. Or South Carolina, or North Carolina, or Tennessee, or Texas, or anywhere else I may be in the country. It's so amazing, the difference. It's unreal.
You know, their problem is not me and the Democrats. Their problem is themselves. Who are they? Are they these extreme conservatives who are right to life, a poor assault weapon, anti-gay? Is that who they are? Because if that's who they are, and if they are the extreme conservatives, they have no place in the state of New York. So this, because that's not who New Yorkers are.
And we're here to say that the era of Trump and Zeldin and Molinaro, just jump on a bus and head down to Florida where you belong, okay? Get out of town. Get out of town. Because you don't represent our values. You are not New Yorkers.
Okay, I'm out. I'm done. You can't make it up. But there is such a difference. I'll tell you, it is the people of America that make America great. It is the people. Remember when Rush used to say flyover country and the contempt that they have for we, the people? You know, understand one thing, and Trump does touch on this in some of his speeches and some of his interviews. It's not just him that they hate. They also hate the people that support them. They cannot believe that so many people want Donald Trump to be president again, that they like his policies. They like the fact that he fights. Now, maybe he could probably pull back a little bit on the fighting part, maybe be a little more discreet in some of the comments that he made. But you're asking somebody that has a natural inclination to battle back and fight back and just say, okay, turn that switch off and act this way at all times. That's kind of hard. Anyway, glad you're with us. Glad to be back in the great state of South Carolina. People are awesome. I got so much news to get to today. I've got to hurry. I got to get this all in. Biden's approval rating now down to 38%. This is not good on every single measure. He is absolutely taking a bath. And it's just, it's obvious why. You don't have to be any type of political guru to figure this out. What has Joe done that you can say, that you can point to, that has been successful? I'd like to know. He's getting an earful, apparently, from a lot of our nation's governors meeting in D.C., and including Gavin Newsom and Kathy Hochul, and all these governors are telling him, your open borders policy is killing us. I'd love to be a little fly on the wall there. 86% of Americans now think he's too old for another term. I'm like, you think? Yeah, I think he's too old for another term. You know, just 1 point shy of his all-time low, well below the 50% threshold that has typically led to re-election of incumbents. No wonder why the Democrats are just fixated on drowning Donald Trump in legal issues. I can't believe this, and we're going to get into more detail as we go along and throughout the program today. But when desperate, what did I say on January 2nd when I came back from vacation? This is what this campaign is going to be about. It's going to be about January 6th, democracy in peril. I hate Trump. I hate Trump. I hate Trump more than you. No, I double hate Trump. I triple hate Trump. And I also said it would be about abortion and demagoguing abortion. And I said it would also then be the classic, typical Democratic playbook that they use in every single election, that Republicans are racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, add now transphobic to it. They want dirty air and water, and they want grandma and grandpa dead and thrown off a cliff by some mean, wascally Republican. That's what they always do. So Biden now is desperate. So what does Biden do? Well, he goes back to the old playbook, saying that he had a fundraiser. Well, I've been senator since 72. I've served with real racists. This is what he said at this event in San Francisco. And he talks about Strom Thurmond. He said, I've served with all these guys that have set terrible records on race. But guess what? The Republicans now serving in Congress, they're worse. Wow, you got to be kidding me. You know, these guys don't believe in basic democratic principles, he goes on to say. Now, to Speaker Mike Johnson's credit, he's not taking this crap from him. And he responded on X hours later by saying the least popular president to ever seek re-election is now so desperate and so underwater in the polls that he's playing the race card from the bottom of the deck. Now, what gets interesting in this whole narrative is the fact that it's Joe Biden who was friends with these segregationists and racists. As a matter of fact, the worst of them all was the former grand poobah of the Ku Klux Klan, guy by the name of Robert, I call him KKK Byrd. And, you know, referred to him as my mentor, my dear friend, the former Klansman. Any Republican you think that was a former Klansman, you think they'd ever get elected dog catcher? I don't think so. Americans, conservatives, the ones that I know, they find racism evil and repugnant and repulsive. And the Ku Klux Klan, the embodiment of that repulsiveness. Unbelievable. If somebody says they're a conservative and they have those views, I want nothing to do with them ever. But Biden, no, he's praising the former Klansman. Listen.
Although I and my colleagues behind me revere the Senate, Robert C. Byrd elevated the Senate. Well, if there was ever a senator who was the embodiment of his state, if there was ever a senator who, in fact, reflected his state, it was Robert C. Byrd. He was fiercely devoted, as you've all heard, to his principles. Even once he became power, he always spoke truth to power, standing up for the people he proudly was part of.
How is it possible? Later I'll play a montage of all the many racial things that he has said over the years. You can't go to a Dunkin' Donuts or a 7-Eleven unless you have a slight Indian accent. Well, if you're for Trump and not me, you ain't black. Wow. But here's the history of Joe Biden. He's one of these people that he's describing. He didn't serve with them. He partnered with them. He partnered with the former Klansmen. And between the two of them, they tried to stop the integration of public schools in America. And for any Republican running for office that came out, what do you think the reaction from the mob, the media would ever be? The only one that brought it up in 2020 besides me, and maybe a few others, was, of all people, Kamala Harris in a debate and said, I was that girl. I was that person. He didn't want integration of public schools. He said, his words, he didn't want them to become racial jungles. Wow. Anyway, it's so disgusting, so deplorable. And frankly, when your poll numbers are this low, it's kind of predictable. Let me play the race card. The demographics are not looking good with African Americans, Hispanic Americans, with young people, the traditional base of the Democratic Party. By the way, we now see that Biden seems undeterred. A group of Republican senators. Now, remember, they urged Americans to get off TikTok because they believe that TikTok is a Chinese-based application that spies on Americans. And they've been warning us about TikTok. I talked to my own kids about it. Get off it. Don't be a part of it. And thankfully, I have kids that listen half the time, and they listen to me about this. Now, they're all now the Biden campaign's all over TikTok. And Republicans are saying, hold on, we're telling the American people not to use TikTok. Why are you using TikTok? I mean, it's a Beijing-based app, including, by the way, Biden's own FBI director, of all people. They wrote in this letter, officials from both sides of the aisle have cautioned Americans to get off it. Biden's own FBI director has cautioned them to get off it. But they're on it, and they're staying on it. And nothing, I guess, you can say that's going to change their mind. Now, in a really sad moment of Joe Biden, now we saw him tripping, getting off the little baby steps. He can't use the big steps to get on Air Force One anymore, the big boy steps. So he has to go to the little boy steps in the back of a plane because he, you know, everybody worries that he's going to trip and fall. And they've given him a new pair of sneakers. You know, hopefully that'll help him from falling. They actually took a Secret Service member. They put him at the bottom of the stairs to be there to catch Joey. If Joey trips and is about to fall, he's there to help him. You know, this guy is weak, frail, and a cognitive mess. I said it in 2020. Now that the media is reporting on it, that the Biden White House is complaining and bitching and moaning and groaning constantly about it. And, you know, what? You cannot hide this anymore. It is every single public event, something goes wrong. Mumbles, bumbles, stumbles, whatever. Can't figure out exit stage left or stage right or trips and falls. It's something that every day, every appearance. Yesterday, visited the widow of this recently murdered opposition leader in Russia. Guy's name is Alexei Navalny. This guy was, there's no doubt he was murdered by Putin. Putin is a thug, a murderer, a dictator, and you better understand who this guy is. But he doesn't have any respect for Joe Biden. Joe Biden can't get anything done with this guy. And, you know, now he just wants to throw more money at Ukraine. We've already spent $75 billion, and thankfully Republicans are saying, no, we're going to secure our borders first. It's our number one national security threat. Anyway, so he meets with the widow of this guy, Navalny, and what happens? Well, anyway, he literally, you know, says the wrong name. He got it wrong. He botches the name of this Russian opposition leader that's been murdered. And her first name is Yulia Navalny, and calls her Yolanda. Not the biggest deal in the world, but no wonder 86% of Americans now think he's too old for another term in office. He is too old. He's too old and he's too sick. You can be old and you can be sharp. I've met people in their late 90s that are sharp as a tack. Not him. Even Democrats are noticing that he's doing these fundraisers, but he needs all these cheat sheets to even get through a simple fundraiser. Let me tell you what a fundraiser is. And I've been at events where, oh, maybe in somebody's house, whatever it happens to be, maybe it's for a charitable cause. And they'll say, Hannity, can you say a few words? Even if I didn't plan it, I'll get up there. But thank you all for coming. We appreciate you being here. I'm so passionate about this charity for these reasons. And your generosity is helping all of these people out. I can't thank you enough. These are very difficult times, and we have so many people in need, and it is so important what you're doing, and I want to thank each and every one of you. I want to look you in the eye and tell you thank you. Not hard. It's not. But for Joe Biden, it's hard. He's now using note cards in these closed-door fundraisers and still screwing it up. How do you screw that up? The guy can't do even a Super Bowl interview, the easiest interview of all to do. He can't even do a friendly media mob interview. He can't, because they're afraid he's going to stumble, bumble, and mumble and make, you know, one verbal gaffe after another. It's the difference is night and day. You just, all of this, but this is the state of your current president of the United States. This is a scary time for the world. We now have all of our geopolitical foes in full, complete knowledge. Trust me, they read the Robert, we call him Ben Hur, report. They read that he didn't know within years the date of the death of his son. We know all the other mistakes that he pointed out. I mean, he didn't even know if he was vice president in 2009, for crying out loud. So now they've been complaining bitterly that finally the mob and the media is caught up to what we've been telling people since before 2020, that this guy is not there. He's weak, frail, and a cognitive mess. His cognitive decline in the last 4 years has been dramatic. It is dangerous for this country to have a president that probably doesn't know today is Friday. Anyway, it is Friday. We are in South Carolina. Big primary tomorrow. 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we'll be doing our program from South Carolina tonight. You don't want to miss it. We got a great lineup for you.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number 1 rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver. but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, as we roll along, we're in beautiful South Carolina. Many thanks to our affiliate down here, WVOC 103.5 FM, and I believe it's simulcast on AM 560 AM. Home of the Gamecocks. Let me tell you, that's a religion down here. It's either like, it's like Alabama. You like Alabama or you like Auburn? You like the Gamecocks or you like Clemson? Should I reveal? I do have a favorite here in South Carolina. I don't know if that's a good idea because half of you will probably be mad at me when I tell you which team I like better. All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go for it. And for those of you they go to Clemson, don't be upset with me. I support the Gamecocks. USC. Sorry, I'm just being honest. You want me to be like a liar like Joe Biden and the Biden administration? He does more in an hour than most Americans can do in a week. That's a lie.
You won't hear the mainstream press talking about this stuff. Sean Hannity is on the radio.
25 now until the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we are in Columbia. We're in South Carolina today on the eve of the big South Carolina primary. Very thankful to our affiliates down here. 103.5 FM, 560 AM, WVOC. The home of the Gamecocks. And man, I just pissed off probably half the people in South Carolina that of course support Clemson, but I'm not, whatever. I'm allowed to have my opinion. Anyway, it makes for good conversation. I want to remind you about the miracle, the incredible work of Preborn. I mean, this is a mission, and their mission is to change hearts on a very controversial issue. That is abortion. And they're doing it by using the science of 4D ultrasound with the belief that the miracle of life is a gift from God and very precious. And that's why we partnered with their network of clinics. And what they do is they offer free 4D ultrasounds and introduce expecting moms to the miracle of birth within them. And what they discover is after expecting moms hear heartbeats and see images, 4D images. Sometimes you can see facial features, fingers and toes. Well, if they were thinking about abortion, they usually leave not thinking about abortion. And the great news is that preborn is there to help expecting moms every step of the way. And they're there to help them even after their babies are born. Free counseling and offering baby formula, diapers. I mean, it's an incredible mission that they're on. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They have literally changed the hearts of hundreds of thousands of women that were contemplating abortions. Each 4D ultrasound is $28. And you can sponsor one, you can sponsor five, you can do what I did. I got them a couple of ultrasound machines because their clinics desperately need them. You can donate any way you like. There's two ways. You dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website. That's preborn.com/Sean, preborn.com/Sean. That's S-E-A-N. You know, it's pretty amazing. If you want to know how corrupt your mob and the media is, they're barely touching James Biden's testimony. This is how much we learned, according, I think this is from, I'm not sure who it's from. But anyway, I think it's MRC. That's who it's from. If you expected ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, NPR, you think they'd give you a substantive coverage of James Biden, the president of the United States, brother, testifying behind closed doors? Well, you're dreaming. No. Overall, the networks, they offered 920 seconds of coverage focused on that guy Smirnoff. They never gave the same type of coverage admitting that the conspiracy theory hoax that they peddled to the country for three long years based on an FBI trusted source that turned out to be anything but by the name of Christopher Steele. If they think they covered that, they didn't, because that would have exposed their lie. That would have forced them into a position of actually having to correct the record for their 3 years of never-ending lies about Russia collusion that never happened and that Hillary Rodham Clinton bought and paid for a Russian dossier that was full of complete lies and totally debunked. Our coverage was vindicated by the Horowitz report and the Durham report. No, on this topic of James Biden testifying, ABC offered a whopping 44 seconds, but yet a lot more time to the Smirnoff point. You know, it's just so typical of the media mob. CBS, they give 2 minutes and 5 seconds to the Smirnoff issue, 18 seconds on James Biden's testimony. This is how corrupt the media is. They're so dishonest. We'll get into that with Joe Concha later in the program. Actually, on Liberal Joe, I guess I was Claire McCaskill, a former U.S. senator, actually say, I move that every newspaper in America quit doing any fact checks on Biden.
And can I make a suggestion? I move that every newspaper in America quits doing any fact checks on Joe Biden until they fact check Donald Trump every morning on the front page. It is ridiculous that the New York Times fact checked Joe Biden on something. I mean, he vomits lies. Trump vomits lies. And every day, over and over and over again. And it's just ridiculous that the New York Times is doing a fact check. That's enough of
that. Okay. Because they vomit lies every day on the channel she spoke those words. They vomit lies all over the media. You know, they cover this insanity. Joe Biden gets more finished in an hour than most Americans in a day. You have to be an idiot to believe that. Your eyes do not lie. He is a cognitive mess. He is weak and frail. Now MSDNC is saying, oh, this indicted FBI informant, it vindicates the ex-intel officials. No, it doesn't. It was a part of the narrative. I'd like to know why the FBI has these informants, like in the case of Smirnoff, on their payroll since 2010, even allowing him and permitting him to break the law as part of their investigations. And this well-trusted source, even Christopher Wray vouched for the guy, just like Christopher Steele was a well-trusted source. How did they keep screwing up? And did the media mob cover that the dossier was full of Russian disinformation and lies that Hillary paid for? No, they've never admitted or owned up to their peddling of lies and conspiracy theories for 3 years. And now they're claiming, well, this now vindicates the ex-intel officials, the 51 that knew nothing about the very real Biden, Hunter Biden laptop in the weeks before a very important election that likely would have changed the outcome. It's unbelievable. None of this, these lies, Christopher Steele, that was their FBI informant. Man, these people have short memories. They are such hypocrites. It is so frustrating. How anybody can watch and listen to this garbage is unreal. Based on that Christopher Steele bought and paid for, Hillary bought and paid for Russian disinformation dossier. Well, James Comey signed three of the four FISA warrants. We had four FISA warrants because of that dirty dossier. That was the bulk of information that they used. Long, you know, well-trusted, long-time FBI informant. Yeah, he lied. And then in the end, all the people that signed the FISA application said, oh, knowing what we knew now, no, I never would have signed that. Knowing what we know now. Think the media ever corrected the record? Nope. No, not at all. And here's the thing, and they were warned about that dirty dossier. Bruce Orr even told them, stay away from it. It's political and likely phony. Don't trust Steele. But they peddled it for 3 years anyway. And then all the relevant conclusions in the Horowitz report and Durham reports, they all back up the fact that this dossier that they peddled was phony. And look at the hell they put this country through for 3 years. Look at the abuse of FISA that was involved in all of this. It is just unbelievable here. The very same people, useful idiots, duped into pushing the Hillary Clinton bought and paid for dirty Russian dossier. So they're trying to say, oh, well, the 51 former intel people, you know, they're now vindicated. They were all left-wing activists trying to help Joe Biden get elected. They knew nothing about the laptop. They didn't think it was real. Well, it was real. They censored the very real laptop. Remember, the FBI was meeting weekly in the months leading up to the 2020 presidential election. How many elections is the FBI going to be influencing and putting their entire bodies on the scales to help Democrats? How many more of these elections are we going to live through? You know, they warned in the first Russia hoax, you know, you can't trust the Steele dossier. They were warned. They censored the very real Hunter Biden laptop in 2020. And they knew they had verified the authenticity of that laptop in March of 2020. And then as they're meeting with big tech, warning them that they may be victims of a disinformation campaign from Russia or elsewhere, they pushed it anyway. You know, and then when they found out about the laptop story and the New York Post broke that story, well, Facebook and Twitter, to their credit, they asked the FBI, is this true or is this the disinformation you were warning us about? The FBI would not answer them. None of this negates, none of it, the Biden family corruption. Burisma, it doesn't negate Joe lying that he never talked to his son, his brother, or anybody for that matter about their foreign business deals. It doesn't negate the actions he took as vice president going against Obama administration policy to give the billion in loan guarantees to Ukraine. He leverages that. You got 6 hours, son of a bee. They do it. They fired the prosecutor. A result of that is his son, with no experience, addicted to drugs, continue to get paid. Follow the money, tens of millions of dollars from Ukraine, Russia, China, Romania, and other countries. Really? I'm sitting here with my father, the WhatsApp message. It doesn't negate any of this. And then between everybody he knows and my ability to hold a grudge, you're going to regret your decision. Wow, millions of dollars flow into the Biden family coffers just days later. According to all of this now confirmed by James Comer and his committee. What about the shell corporations? What about they've never been able to say what services were rendered for tens of millions of dollars from hostile regimes? No work, no services rendered. Why were grandkids paid all this money? Why would countries pay a crack addict with no experience tens of millions of dollars? Why were grandchildren paid? Why did Joe go against the Obama administration policy, multi-agency policy, and leverage that billion? Why did he get the exact money from a oligarch in Kazakhstan to buy a brand new Porsche? What about the Cafe Milano and dinners with Hunter's foreign business partners? The big lie that Joe told. Joe's involvement with Ukraine and CEFC. It's unreal. This is what we're, you want to talk about the biggest donor to the the Biden reelection effort is, it's the media, it's the mob. And it is a mob. It's a mob mentality. You know, and by the way, in spite of, you know, all their media mob friends being, you know, they basically take the talking points from Media Matters, because now they have the former head of Media Matters heading up Joe Biden's family syndicate defense. And then they just echo whatever nonsense and propaganda they put up there. Anyway, a study conducted for fake news CNN revealed majority Americans, guess what? They believe Biden, while he was serving as vice president under Obama, yeah, that he profited from his son's business dealings. And that 61%, yeah, he had involvement in his son's business dealings in China and Ukraine. Whoopsie daisy. So in spite of all of their efforts to silence, to cancel, to get fired, to boycott anybody that dares tell the truth, well, it ain't working. Good try. They'll keep trying. They'll keep targeting me, and it just doesn't impact me anymore. The truth is overwhelming. The evidence is incontrovertible. And whether the Republicans impeach, they just don't have the majority to impeach. And then you got idiots like Ken Buck out there that, you know, he's out for himself. So, but telling the people the truth matters. Investigating real corruption matters. They love to use the Justice Department when it's against the Republican. Anyway, a Biden-appointed judge delivered a blow to the climate lawsuit targeting gas stoves. One bit of good news, Mercedes-Benz has walked back their huge electric vehicle commitment. Why? No demand. Just like the Ford F-150. Just like the $4.5 billion that Ford lost on their EV rollout. Didn't work well. Republicans demand Biden withdraw the ridiculous plan to crack down on tailpipe emissions and make 67% of all sedans and SUVs electric by 2032. Why? People don't want them. How's the Biden economy? Well, now food costs are at a 33-year high. Has not taken this much of a family's share of their income at any other point in the last 33 years. Americans are suffering because of these policies. 23% homeowner insurance rates exploded by 23% in the last year. Oh, they're just price gouging. No, they're not price gouging. They're trying to make a profit and stay in business with the most unfriendly policies that one could ever imagine. Let me add one thing. Oh, by the way, we got a lot of Fannie Willis news. Whoopsie daisy. Cell phone records indicate Fannie Willis committed perjury when testifying under oath about a relationship with a boyfriend. And cell phone records obtained apparently by Trump lawyers suggest that Willis, at least they're claiming, committed perjury. We'll find out in time. But the AJC, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, pointed out Nathan Wade appeared to make at least 35 visits to the neighborhood where Fannie Willis was living before the DA hired him to lead Fulton County's election. And lo and behold, what else did we find? Remember, they were talking about, you know, Willis at her condo. You know, no more than 10 times she said that Wade testified that in which he had visited Willis at her condo and in her home no more than 10 times before he was hired. Also indicates that Wade arrived late at night at the condo, left early the next morning, months before Willis and Wade said their relationship became romantic. Whoopsie daisy. Now we have phone records, 2,000 plus calls, 12,000 texts between D.A. Willis and the special prosecutor, according to Atlanta News and the AJC. And now they have a little problem. That case, I think, is going to be dead. Thankfully, hopefully, can only pray. More trouble on the border, by the way. Democrats diverted apparently $500 million in COVID relief cash to take care of Biden's illegals. Now, one last thing before I have to take a break here. I know that this law went through in, I guess it was Alabama, and it's about in vitro fertilization. Donald Trump has come out on this. Republicans, you better pay close attention. A lot of military people, when they go off to war, well, and a lot of people that struggle to have children, they use in vitro, IVF, they call it. And these laws, Republicans better pay attention to these issues because they matter to a lot of Americans. And I'm sorry, but if you don't make exceptions, rape, incest, mother's life, If you're not where the country is, whether you agree or not, the country is probably at first trimester, 15 weeks like the Dobbs decision on abortion. They will demagogue it anyway, regardless, even if you support that. Otherwise, you are risking losing a lot of people. We'll see what happens. You know, this Chief Justice has sparked a huge church-state debate, but I think it should be open. I agree with Donald Trump's statement. Anyway, 800-941. They should always be on the side of the miracle of life. And this, for many people, is the only option they have. I feel sorry. I know families that have to go through this. Want to remind you, you can get the same exact service, cell towers, 5G network, as AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile from my friends at Pure Talk. And for the same service, well, the average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And right now, if you make the switch to Pure Talk, you're going to get a free 5G Samsung smartphone. No four-line requirement, activation fee. Nope, just a Samsung that is built to last, rugged screen, quick-charging battery, top-tier data security. Anyway, qualifying plans, $35 a month, unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, mobile hotspot. Anyway, make the switch, same exact service, dial #250, say the keyword save now, and get your free Samsung 5G smartphone today. That's #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk.
Hannity.
So the question is, how dangerous would it actually be if Joe Biden was reelected? It's a scary thought. We'll check in with Congressman Andy Ogles will join us. We'll get to your calls next hour, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. Later on also, Joe Concha will check in with us, 800-941-SHAWN, as we continue from beautiful South Carolina on the eve of the primary tomorrow. More than 200 fire department jurisdictions trust the Knox entry system to provide secure access to buildings, elevators, and control rooms when seconds matter. Now, businesses, schools, airports, several industrial applications are also using Knox entry to manage controlled access and authorize service activity for critical assets. Now, Knox entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. Just go to Knox.com for more information. That's KNOX.com.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.